There are two prakriyas, teaching methodologies that we utilize in, of course, in teaching Vedanta. There are many more prakriyas. I'm going to talk about two in particular. They're very useful in meditation also. One is called the drishaviveka, discriminating the seer from the seen. And the other is the karyakarana, the cause-effect. When we talk about karya, it means effect, karana means cause. When we're talking about that cause-effect relationship, by cause we mean the material cause, the upadana karana, the material cause, and the effect would be the product. The thing that is made out of the material cause, that which is produced, karana karana. For this cause-effect relationship, the material cause and its effect, we often use the clay pot as an example. Where the clay is the material cause, and the pot is the effect, the karya. The karana is the clay, the karya is the pot, cause-effect, material cause, and the object. For me, what is the karana and what is the karya? For the universe, what is the karana, the material cause? What is the karya, the product, that which is produced? Pot is the karya. Anything produced is the karya. My body is the karya. My sense organs, my breath, my mind, my ahankara, all experiences that come into being by the mere fact of coming into being, their kariya, their effects. What is the material cause of these things that are effects that come into being? What is ultimately in my experience, in my being, the karana, the cause, the material cause? Can't itself be an effect? Because if it were an effect, and that effect would have a cause. So to get to ultimately what is my material cause, what is it that is actually here? What is the ultimate substance, the ultimate being of my own experience? That being has to be free from time. An uncaused cause. Uncaused cause can only be me, the ultimate subject, not a subject that itself can be an object. I can take my body to be the subject, but the body becomes an object to my sense of. The sense organs can be the subject, but they become an object to my mind. My mind can be the subject, but it itself becomes an object. Ultimately, it is only me, the one that cannot become an object. Free from time. The uncaused cause. The uncaused cause, me, free from time, can't become anything. has never become anything, and it cannot become anything. Because it has never gone through any process of becoming. How can it be objectified? That is me, the conscious being, the subject, me, that I can't make into an object. As the uncaused cause, as the conscious being, invariably to every experience that comes in, that comes and goes, without exception. I am the material cause. Every experience that comes and goes. Those experiences, depend on me as their uncaused cause. As their material cause. But I don't change in any way to become them. The clay goes through no process of change to become the pot. There is only clay. From the standpoint of clay, there is only clay. The pot has to recognize there is only clay. And yet, there is a pot. Because even though there's only clay, the experience of pot, we have a name for that. We call that mitya. There is only clay, but we experience the pot. Therefore, we have to give an order of reality to the pot, which is mitya. It is the same with me. There is only me. There is only conscious being. It is invariable. It is changeless. It is the truth of every level of experience that I have, imaginal, mental, emotional, perceptual, physical. These experiences could not even exist without me. I am the clay. So I am the truth, Satyam. They are all mitya. Like the pot. Gently focus on your own presence. Allowing whatever perceptions or feelings or emotions, allowing them to be there, to noticing them. Their dependence on your presence. Imagine you not being here. What would happen to these experiences? That nothing is happening to you, nor can it. The uncaused cause. I simply am. No matter what experiences are taking place, good or bad, neutral, nothing happens to me. I simply am. Yourself, you can allow all experiences to come and go. Always abiding as the Adhishthana of those experiences. Adhishthana means the thing upon which all experiences depend, the thing upon which mithya depends. The pot depends upon the clay. The clay is the Adhishthana.